Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Big Sky Conference presidents will be meeting later today, 3 o'clock. I'm expecting them to make an announcement or some kind of vote on the college football season. My hunch is that they're going to push it back and maybe vote not to play in the fall, but nobody knows for sure what they're going to do. There's some reports out there that they have already pushed it back. That's not true. I reached out to the Big Sky commissioner. He says the vote hasn't even taken place yet. He's not sure where that's coming from. I'll keep you posted on that. Barrett Peary, men's basketball coach, Portland State, is joining us. How are you, man? What's going on in your world?
I'm glad you clarified that because my phone started blowing up and I said, I don't even think they've met yet. So, yeah, I was in the same boat.
Yeah, I think it's based on sort of the hunches that everybody thinks the Big Sky will move backward, but the presidents have not voted yet. What are you hearing in basketball, or are you in wait-and-see mode as well?
A lot of wait-and-see mode, you know, trying to bounce around and talk to different people around the country and this and that. I feel like I have a new version of what I think the future is going to be every single day in my brain, whether it's, yeah, we'll start on time as soon as they figure out fall sports or January or February or a hybrid season. Honestly, I was thinking about you before I came on, and we've been done with what, coming home from Boise about 145, 150 days ago. I don't think we know much more, with all due respect. I know people are working really, really hard day and night on all of this, but there's just so many unknowns that I think it's really a challenge. And I feel for everybody because we have to do what's great and best for the student athletes. We have to keep people's children safe. You know, I say this to my wife all the time. It's like, can you imagine if we were trying to send our kids across the country right now to start a fall sport? How would we feel? You know, I don't know how we feel, but there's so many unknowns that I don't think we can just jump to anything.
What would you tell a player if a player came to you and, you know, this, say the season was going to be held as it normally is and said, Coach, I don't feel safe going out there. As a coach, on one hand, you need the kid on the court, but on the other hand, what you just said, I care about the athletes. What do you tell that kid?
I think all that macho stuff that we grew up with and we've lived with for our whole life would go completely out the window. And we have to just be completely open to everything because everybody has new feelings and new thoughts and new emotions. And I think we're all going to deal with that. I haven't dealt with it yet with my team. Everybody's been really good and really positive and we're continuing to have great communication, but I think that we will. I think there will be somebody. I mean, I think that I can easily get a call from somebody's mother and just say, Coach, I can't put so-and-so on the plane. I just don't feel good enough. And I'm going to have to respect that and really sympathize with it, but also quickly have to remember, just like you have to with your children, you know, people's feelings and emotions and the well-being of the child is most important right now. And it's, you know, there's no textbook. There hasn't been a textbook for this written already because it's never happened to us, but we're learning to write our own every day.
Barrett Peary with us, Portland State men's basketball coach. If basketball season is shortened or if it's pushed back, how does that affect you? Let's just say, if they shorten it, how does that affect your season if it turns into like kind of a mini season?
Well, you always love your preseason, you know, and guys like us, we need our preseason for a few things. Like everybody, we need our preseason to learn about our team and all those kind of things. But also we need to play those guarantee games to continue to, you know, make our budgets a little bit better. But you know, if as long as I'm in the same boat as everybody else, I feel fine. I love our roster. I think this is the best talent we've had since I've been here. And recruiting went fantastic, and our guys have been good all summer long with being patient and working, and we've had great contact and communication with everybody, and don't feel like we have anybody slipping through the cracks or wondering what's going on. Our communication's been really good through all of the challenges that have gone on this summer. But, yeah, not a lot of answers as far as in a bridge season. You know, when you haven't done it, you don't know the answer. You know, I had a buddy of mine yesterday I was talking to, and we were just talking about what will practice look like if they start us out with, you know, there's been talk of mini groups for practice for a number of time before we ever get going. And, you know, how do you do that? How do you work on that?
We were just talking about the NBA scores. The scores are up. We're seeing 140 to 132, 128, 124. Why do you think the defense hasn't been there?
I think, you know, people always talk about offense happening and getting chemistry with people. I think defense needs chemistry and defense needs time. And they haven't had those normal training camps and those defensive sessions that they have like they normally do year after year, and then guys trying to learn about each other. And then, honestly, defense is also conditioning, and I don't think anybody can raise their hand and say that the guys are in tremendous shape right now.
Yeah, I think I look at it, too, and I wonder about effort, too, that, you know, you're talking about the shape.
I didn't want to have to say the effort. The radio show host gets to say the effort. I get to say in shape.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's true. Like, people don't think, like, defense and rebounding is somebody working their ass off.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you have to be in great shape to be good at that. You know, you can be in good shape and make shots.
Yeah,
you really can. You can be in good shape and make shots. You can be in good shape and take people to the hole and score, and then you go down to the other end and rest.
Yeah. It happens in every gym in America. Barrett Perry with us, Portland State men's basketball coach. So what do you tell your players right now if you know, about them staying in shape, about them getting some shots up? How do they do that amid all this?
Every single guy's situation is different wherever they live, whether they're in Philadelphia, Ruston, Louisiana, New Jersey, Phoenix, wherever it may be. Everybody's got a different situation. So we've kind of just modeled and tailored everybody's daily routine kind of around what they can get to. And then on top of that, you know, you've had cities that have changed. You know, 2 months ago, I had my guys from L.A. who couldn't get into a gym going to Phoenix and staying with my guys in Phoenix because they could get wherever they wanted. And then Phoenix got shut down, and so we had to adjust again. But just my biggest thing is just trying to keep the guys on a routine so they can get stuff done. And even if things are on complete lockdown in a certain city that they might be in, you know, still getting out on a run, still getting and doing some push-ups and sit-ups on the living room floor, putting a ball in their hand somewhere in a park and getting shots. You know, other guys have more flexibility and they're still getting with their trainers and this and that. But every guy's situation is different. And then, like I said, their situations have changed over these last 4 months.
Barrett Perry is with us. I talked earlier in the show about high school sports, how we've kind of lost the community in it. And it's tough to say that with everything that's going on. High school football won't happen in the fall in this state. But what do you think's happened to high school sports? And I know this, that you and I both have kids that have played club sports. And the club thing tends to take – is club sports to blame for the downfall of high school sports, or is that too simple?
Well, maybe the one that you and I talk about the most is the volleyball. It seems like the volleyball and soccer clubs has become a lot more important than high school. You know, and then probably at your kitchen table, just like mine yesterday when the word came down about high school sports and this and that, when, you know, volleyball is going to be in the spring or whatever it may be, you immediately turn to, okay, what's our club going to do? How much work are we going to be able to get in? Where are we going to be playing? But, yeah, I mean, I'm so much more traditional than most people in 2020. It still hurts my heart that just winning state isn't the most important thing on your agenda as a 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old. You know, that's all I wanted to do is win state. And it's not like that anymore. I don't think it ever will be. I mean, it's important. And, you know, people want to win state in football, and that's probably in basketball. But some of those other sports, you know, club has dominated it so much that it's just changed the mentality of the kids.
Barrett Peary with us, Portland State men's basketball coach. All right, in the Big Sky today, the presidents will meet in football. They'll have their vote on football. What are your markers? What are you waiting? Are you looking at this football decision and saying, look, if they push that back, they're likely to push us back? Or what are you looking at?
I'm looking at it just as another hurdle, like, okay, we need the fall decision to happen so they can work on the winter decisions and they can figure out what they're going to do with basketball. I guess selfishly speaking, I don't know if I should say it, but I guess selfishly speaking, I do take some comfort in the fact that the NCAA has to do everything in their power to figure out how to have a basketball season, because that is their moneymaker. You and I both know that. That's not a secret. And so they can't go 2 years without having it. It's just going to be too damaging for them and for everybody around the country. And so if it's going to be possible, and again, only if it's safe and possible to do, I guess that we'll get there. But the NCAA is going to have to work really hard, whether we start in November or we start in February, getting to where we have some sort of season that ends up with some sort of tournament, because they have to have that. That's what keeps so many people afloat, including that beautiful NCAA building where those guys enjoy those offices.
Barrett Peary, what are you doing to keep yourself from going nuts if you're at home and you're not able to do the things you normally did with practices and stuff like that, or recruiting, you're not on the road? Are you going stir crazy, or have you picked up Netflix? What are you doing?
You know, this was the craziest July ever. You know, July is usually nothing but travel. We've taken some good family trips, and then just been on the phone with the guys a lot. We have a couple Zoom calls each week with our team. My runs have gotten a lot longer and a lot more patient. I used to run hurriedly, and there was always something next to get done. I'm going for longer runs and longer walks with my wife and the whole deal. But, you know, it's just been an adjustment all the way around. You know, my wife keeps reminding me that I'm actually a decent father this summer, which is kind of nice for her to finally say. But other than that, you know, honestly, the hardest thing, and you know this, everybody that has kids knows this, is the kids not having a normal schedule. You know, my kids just go from one sport to the other. My boys, baseball, the football, the basketball, not being able to go to camps or have baseball season, or now, you know, they're not going to start football anytime soon. Just that structure and being with their friends and putting on the same T-shirt and being part of a team. Never before have I had to worry about that. And now I just believe even more what I've always believed, that it, you know, sports is really, really crucial for kids and how they grow and how they develop, and being involved with a team and working and being forced to sweat and try and make an effort and be on a schedule. I think it's just really, really healthy. I miss it for my kids. I think it hurts us all. And, you know, I hope we can get to a point where we can get these kids back just doing, again, normal is the popular word all summer, but normal stuff.
Most fun you ever had yourself as a player on a team, any level? You could give me your six-year-old T-ball team. Barrett Peary, where did you have the most fun?
Oh, great question. You know, I think when I look back at being a kid, I always look at Little League Baseball. You know, my dad always wanted me to be a baseball player instead of a basketball player, but high school sports was a blast for me. I loved college, but high school sports was a blast. I was that guy that just went from football to basketball to baseball and was with my buddies, and I was in a smaller town, and so we all played sports together and for each other and spent time with each other. So, you know, I loved sports when I was a younger kid.
Love that.
And I know happy anniversary to you and your wife, by the way, earlier this
thank
week.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ours she beat today, me to... by the way. August 6th.
Hey.
Mine's today.
Hey, happy anniversary. Love that.
Hey, anybody got any thoughts where I can sneak my wife to dinner? I don't have any reservations yet.
You know, I got nothing for you on that front, but I know there's some places. I don't think you'll have a hard time getting in. I mean, look, all you got to do is
Thursday
call up.
Thursday night?
Yeah. Anniversary, it's a special occasion. Come on.
21 years today.
Man, all right, what's the secret? Judah Newby's been married for like 21 days. He's listening here, a part of the show. But what's your 21-year secret? What does he need to know?
You know, whenever I'm in trouble, I always give my wife the same line. That's what my baby wants, my baby gets. That's straight from the movies. But yeah, that's where it gets me out of trouble.
Amen. Barrett Perry, you're the best. I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, brother. Anytime. Everybody be well.
All right. Portland State men's basketball coach. Again, Portland State, part of the Big Sky Conference, Big Sky President's Meeting today, 3 o'clock. They're expected to make an announcement on football. Insiders tell me that that announcement likely will be moving football to the spring or postponing it altogether. I think they're going to punt here. They're going to give themselves some time. They're going to do what Division II and Division III have done and say, the fall's no good for us. It isn't a huge revenue piece for those programs because they're already losing the non-conference games that they thought they were going to have. That's 10 to 15% of their money that's gone right away. Even if they play their Big Sky games, it's like, hey, isn't the benefit there to go to the spring? Maybe they get the non-conference games back if they go to the spring. Maybe Pac-12 and everybody else has to go to the spring as well, and all of a sudden everything's back on the table. I don't know. But that's what I am hearing, that 3 o'clock, the presidents of the Big Sky will meet, possibly vote, on whether to play the season as is, conference only in the Big Sky, or move the season back. I expect them to move the season back. All right, you got the bald-faced truth coming up. It'll be the Culligan Water Cooler Report. We do it every day on the show. We will be talking about the thing that everybody's going to be talking about. Leave it here. Coming up, Anna will join the show in the 2 o'clock hour. Also, we will talk to an important person in the world of high school athletics. If you're following the news, Nick Daschle of the Oregonian had the news yesterday on Oregon Live. I encourage you to read it. But Peter Weber of the OSAA will be joining us to talk about the high school sports season, the plan for high school football in the state of Oregon, and what you do when it comes to high school sports. It is the subject of the Culligan Water Cooler Report. We do it every day.
Welcome to the Culligan Water Cooler Report. If we're talking about it, they'll be talking about it. Brought to you by Culligan Water Company.
Oregon's high school football season will not start until March. The OSAA has moved the start of competition to January. January 11th. And football season will start March 16th. There will be three distinct sports seasons, the OSAA announced yesterday. More than 80% of the high schools in Oregon are starting the school year with distance learning rather than in-person classes due to the coronavirus outbreak. So the OSAA has decided to scrub the sports competition this fall. All the sports teams are allowed to practice and conduct workouts in the fall as permitted by their individual districts. Football will become a 7-game regular season. First practice February 22nd, first game March 16th. And then, by the way, the traditional winter sports season will start practice December 28th and have games on January 11th and then their postseason. So the winter sports season just being kind of altered back a little bit. The fall sports season becomes the spring sports season, and then the traditional you have three seasons that are season four is the traditional spring sports season will begin in April and May and have their postseason in June. So there's season 2, 3, 4. I don't know what the postseason's going to look like. It's confusing as heck to me. Did they get it right in moving it back? Alabama, Adriana, Judah, high school football, state of Oregon, they're punting to the spring.
Yeah, I think they got it right. I mean, one, it's good to have that clarity. I'm a little surprised that it took this long. I wasn't totally thrilled with their initial stance on just, you know, shifting everything back and modifying everything. I'm a fan of the clarity. I'm a fan of the timeline being pushed back. This is obviously a year and a time that is a major asterisk, permanently. Like, whatever high school athlete participates in athletics this year will be hopefully the only athletes ever to experience it. And so, yeah, pushing it back to March, I think, is the right move to do.
I also think that it's the right move, and I'm wondering, how much is money a factor for college to follow this?
100%.
But how much money would they be missing out on if they just moved it back a few months, you know?
I think the problem with college is they're worried that, you know, that if we can play it, it's kind of let's just have it like a get-together. You and I are getting together. We get together every year on August 1st. Oh, we can't do it on August 1st. Let's do it on September 1st. Okay, we can't do it September 1st. Let's do it on February 1st. We just keep floating it backwards, hoping that it happens at some point. I think the colleges are kind of doing that. I think they're trying to see if they can jam in the 10 games. And if they don't jam in the 10 games, I think they're then going to say, hey, we're moving it to the spring. I don't think they're going to give up the whole thing altogether. I think you're right. And it's 100% rooted in money. I wish somebody would say that. I wish somebody would just come out and be like, look, we have to have that money. So we're just doing it this way. Everybody's talking about player safety. If there's not students on campus, how can it be safe to have athletes on campus? And I'm not debating whether or not it's safe or not, but if you tell me that students can't be on campus, it's not safe. How are you justifying athletes being on campus in groups, playing a contact sport? I think that's the problem. All right, we'll talk to Peter Weber of the OSAA coming up, get his take on what they're doing, clear up some of the confusion that I created by saying seasons 2, 3, and 4. What happened to season 1? Also, we'll ask him about high school kids that may be transferring out of state. What do you do about those kids? Why don't you leave it right?
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.